Savvy.
This is the Money Savvy podcast from MoneyWeb, where we tackle personal finance matters with leading financial advisors. Your host, Peter Mero and Soko.
Welcome to the Money Savvy podcast. I'm Bitumelo Ntsoko. Now, MoneyWeb recently published a reader question on whether you can borrow money from your Provident Fund under the new pension fund regulations. Soon after, we were inundated with more questions relating to lending from your retirement fund. For more clarity on this, we are joined by Devin Card, who is a certified financial planner at Crew Invest. Devin, firstly, from which retirement fund can you borrow money from?
Hi, Tumi. Thanks for having me. Yes, this is quite a common question, and we're finding it a lot now, especially with COVID it coming up quite a lot. So the Pensions Fund Act, specifically Section 19, does allow members to loan or borrow money from any sort of retirement fund. However, common practice in South Africa, specifically the funds that you can borrow from are your pension fund or provident fund. It's not applicable to individual retirement annuities. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we've had a lot of questions asked about what you can use those funds for. It's specifically only for home loans, unfortunately.
And then what percentage of your funds are you allowed to access?
So again, the legislation is quite broad in terms of what it allows for. But if we look at what common practice is done in South Africa, if it is a fund that is allowing you to withdraw directly from your fund itself, a loan against your own savings, you obviously can only withdraw up to the amount you have saved, less the tax applicable to that withdrawal, should you need to withdraw from the fund. And of course, there is a limit because it is you're only allowed to withdraw for specifically a home loan. It's subject to the purchase price of the home. You obviously can't lend more than what it would cost you to buy the house.
So essentially, it would be roundabout enough just to buy or just to deposit for your house.
It's not just for purchasing a house. You are allowed to withdraw or not withdraw. You are allowed to loan against your fund for renovations or to fix up your home or to supplement a bond application that you've gotten approved from a bank. But yes, it's specifically linked to the value of the property that you are purchasing or the quoted renovations that you'll be doing to the residents.
And what's the process when applying for a loan from your retirement fund? Are there any credit checks?
So yes, they are. So maybe just to go into a little bit more detail, as I mentioned, the common practice in South Africa is that it is only pension and provident funds that allow for these pension-backed home loans. There are a handful of funds that actually give you the loan from your own savings yourself. It is more commonly seen that they offer a guarantee to a bank to obviously get the loan approved from the bank and then obviously backed against your savings. When that is the case, when it's a guarantee, obviously the bank themselves would do the relevant necessary credit checks to essentially your affordability test, because you know you would still need to repay the loan. So the service provider would need to obviously do the affordability checks to make sure that you can actually afford to repay those loan amounts on a monthly basis.
And would you then just go to your company and fill out a form? Or what exactly is the step-by-step process?
The funds that do allow for these pension-backed home loans, so it's not all funds. Mm-hmm. While the Pension Funds Act does allow for it to happen, only some funds will actually have this option available to them. Those funds that do have the option available to them, typically what you find is that they would partner with a bank, for example, to obviously facilitate this guarantee. And then it would be a case of obviously going to your relevant employer or HR department to find out what forms are necessary from the fund's point of view to obviously apply for this pension-backed home loan. Mm-hmm. And once they approve it and tell you how much you can apply for, then they'd obviously direct you onto the bank. And then it would be your almost like a your normal bond process, where you'd have to do FICA checks, you would do your affordability check, provide them with, bank statements, proof of residence, etc. And then, of course, obviously, for the home loan purpose, show them the signed offer to purchase or the house plans if you're doing a a renovation.
And normally, how long does this process take?
So when we look at the two options that are available, obviously, if you go to your fund and get the loan directly from your funds itself, mm-hmm. typically we find it's a lot quicker than like a normal bond process, because you just need approval from the trustees of your funds. So they would obviously say, okay, will you have X available in your retirement savings? You're allowed to draw up to, you know, whatever that value is net of tax. And once it's signed off and approved and it goes through the relevant tax directive, funds can be paid into your account relatively quickly. Unfortunately, you know, there are not many of those funds around. It's normally the process where the fund is offering just a guarantee to the bank. And then it's a little bit slower. You know, it's obviously going through the relevant paperwork to get the approval from the fund. Mm. And then after that, then you would essentially move forward to the process that the bank needs to follow in order to approve this pension-backed home loan. So that would be, you know, as long as one would typically expect a normal home loan approval to take.
And then would the retirement fund then charge you interest on this loan?
Yes, there would be interest charged on this loan. So if you are going the route whereby the fund is giving the guarantee to the bank for this pension-backed home loan, the interest rate would obviously be what the bank, you know, whatever their interest rate is on the home loan. And typically we find that these are a little bit better than if a member has to go directly to the bank, because obviously the bank has the guarantee mm-hmm. of the funds in the member's pension fund. So if they default, the bank knows they can just take out the funds from their actual savings. So the interest rates are a little bit lower. And how this is facilitated is through the employer. So the employer would actually collect the monies from the member on a monthly basis through payroll and then pay that over to the bank. If it was obviously through the fund itself, if that's where the loan is facilitated, then the legislation at the moment says that the fund has to charge a minimum of prime plus 2%. And that's obviously then collected by the employer. It's a bit of a weird concept, because the member would essentially be paying those funds back into their own account. Mm. But they would obviously need to be able to afford the interest paid on the monthly repayment.
Would you recommend anybody to actually go this route, to borrow from the retirement fund?
Look, obviously with COVID, there's been a lot of calls for members or the Pensions Fund Act to amend the law to allow members to access funds for any sort of loan, not just a home loan. And I know that as of recently, one of the DA PMs has put to Treasury to amend the Act, but Treasury's turned it down. And I think all financial planners are kind of breathing a sigh of relief, you know, because we understand people are falling on financial hardships with COVID, but you know, to pull funds from your pension fund to just kind of spend on anything is obviously very detrimental to one's retirement savings. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to borrowing against your fund to purchase a home, Treasury's obviously been clever enough to make sure that, you know, you can only do it if you are the homeowner, if it's a primary residence. So it's really to stop people from, you know, just pulling funds unnecessarily to purchase a beach house, as an example. Yeah. So there's a lot of red tape in place that kind of prevents unnecessary borrowing against one's pension fund. So if a member obviously isn't able to get the full bond that they need for their dream home, for their family, you know, of course this is an option. And we trust that the registered credit providers will do the necessary checks to make sure that those members are able to repay the loan, so there's no unnecessary lending that's going to cause financial difficulty for those members. So, you know, our advice is that if someone has found their home that they really would like to purchase and then they would like to buy it for their family, is an option, but it's not as easy as one thinks to just go and loan money against your pension fund. So people are protected against themselves.
That was Devon Card, who is a certified financial planner at Crewe Invest.
Thanks for listening to the Money Savvy podcast, hosted by Buitumelo Nsoko. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.